Hello.
It's Megan.
And Brooks.
We're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo.
Yay.
Nailed it.
Yep.
I feel like we get better at it and then we revert back.
Yeah, I think we get too much freedom with it, so then we try different stuff and it doesn't work.
No, it never works.
It's a hit or miss intro.
So you were saying you had to poop?
I did. I ran a little behind today, got home from work, and my stomach was just like killing me. At first, I thought it was kidney stone. I was like, oh, God.
Not again.
Damn you, Jennifer.
Have you passed Jennifer yet?
I mean, it's been like almost 2 weeks now since I've had any like issues with it, so. I think so. I mean, knock on wood. So I think I'm all right. But like every time I get stomach pains, I'm just like, oh no, not again.
You can just eat too much and be like, oh shit.
Oh no, it's a kidney stone.
I sent you that picture of my friend's dog's kidney stone. And it was huge.
Mm-hmm. Like bigger than a quarter.
Yeah, like way bigger than a quarter.
Yep, I'd be dead.
She said that wasn't the only one. There was another one that was just as big as that one and then a smaller one.
Golly.
The dog had to have surgery.
Yeah, you'd split your weenie.
Yeah, but now the dog is fine. Feeling much better.
Good. Maybe I should find out who their vet is.
Yeah. Maybe they'll give you a discount.
Yeah, maybe, you know, do that thing like the episode of South Park where they dress Butters up like a dog.
Oh my God. I haven't seen that one.
He gets a ninja star stuck in his eye and they don't want to get in trouble for playing with weapons. So they dress him up like a dog.
Oh my God. Yeah. There you go.
That's what I would do. I would dress up like a dog and go to the vet.
I see you dressed up like Harry on Dumb and Dumber. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it had to be like a brownish red fur to match my beard. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. So it'd be more believable.
Right, yeah. How would you ask? Like,
I'd have my wife take me in.
Oh, my God. Yeah. On your leash?
Yeah, on my leash. And then she'd be like, I think he's got kidney stones. And I go,
And then when you're all better, you come running out and jump on her.
Yeah, licking her face.
Yeah. Hey, sounds like a good idea to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll get the vet's information for you.
Yeah, if you get that for me.
Other than Jennifer, how you been?
I've been doing pretty good. Still been working out, still bouncing around in like my weight range. Like I weighed myself yesterday and I was 210. Mm-hmm. Weighed myself today, I was 212.
That fluctuation.
But, yeah, that nice. I've been bouncing around. I still haven't been able to get down to 205. It's like my next like target weight. So I've been just kind of bouncing around. I might have to do something kind of like extreme to get down to 205. But I mean, yesterday I beat my record and did a mile on the treadmill in 11 minutes and 26 seconds.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. So I beat my old record by over 2 minutes.
You remember having to run in weightlifting?
I do.
We had to run a mile like twice a week.
It sucks so bad.
It did. I remember Josh being, our cousin Josh, who was in the same grade as I was. He was in weightlifting with me. I don't know if he was in weightlifting with us, but I took weightlifting with him, and the track went around the football field, and he stopped to go poop, and then came back and ran. He ran like a 32-minute mile or something like that.
I don't think he wasn't in weightlifting with us, because I remember it was just you and like a couple girls in your little group.
Mm-hmm.
before you came NWO.
Oh, yeah. Like, whenever I took weightlifting, there were two kinds of girls that took weightlifting. It was the ones that didn't lift weights and the ones that did lift weights.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that didn't, the coaches would give jobs like to wash uniforms and clean up the office.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was not one of those girls. I actually lifted weights. Yeah, because I took weightlifting a few times. I want to say at least 4 or 5 times, because you could take it each semester. Like, you could take it the first semester and second. And I always found at least one friend that actually wanted to lift weights and not do laundry. And then her and I would work out together, because all the other girls just hung out in the office, which, you know, that one coach did get arrested for having relations with some of the girls.
Relations. We're making air quotes right now. Relations. Relations.
Yeah. I was not one of those girls either. But I'm guessing it was.
Me neither.
Yeah. It was those girls that, you know, like to do favors for the coaches, you know what I'm saying? And I thought he was a good coach too.
Well, scandal in the little town.
So I've been okay, if you wanted to know.
No, not really. Move on. But no. How have
next
you been with
subject.
It? Cut print, moving on.
Yeah, I've been pretty good. These kids driving me crazy, but they'll be out of virtual school soon, so.
And then they'll be in virtual summer.
Yeah, virtual summer. I don't know if any of them have to go to virtual summer school.
Are there any virtual summer camps?
Yeah, there are actually.
I'm about to say, if it's not a thing yet, we should totally start that.
Oh my gosh, let me tell you what is a thing. So you can hire a babysitter to entertain your kids over the computer or tablet or whatever that has a camera, and they'll play games with your kid and watch your kid. And I'm like, what if your kid like gets out of the way of the camera?
Yeah, it's like, hey, where'd you go?
Get back here.
Get back here. I can't see you. Get back in frame.
But I mean, I guess businesses have to evolve to be able to still make money during the coronavirus.
During the Rona.
Stupid coronavirus. Vera talks about it. My 4-year-old Vera. She talks about the coronavirus. If she can't do anything, we just blame it on the coronavirus. She'll ask to go outside and we'll say, no, you can't. Why? Because of the coronavirus.
Because of the Rona.
I was talking to Mimal, our grandmother, the other day, who will be 89 next month, and she wanted to talk to Vera, and she told Vera, I miss you, when are you going to come see me? And Vera said, after the coronavirus, because if old people get it, they die.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was like, okay, Vera, let me have the phone back now. Is there anything you want to discuss on the podcast today?
Oh, no, I was just thinking that I'd be like a bad parent, because I wouldn't be blaming everything on the Rona also, but I'd be like at the window. They'd be like, hey, can we go outside? I'd be looking at the blinds like, nah, I see the Rona's out there in the bushes waiting for you. You can go out there.
It's going to get you.
It's going to get you.
Did you see where the CDC took back that it doesn't live for long on surfaces like they had previously said it did?
No.
Yeah, so they reversed their statement on that it doesn't live that long on surfaces.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think so. People are getting mad at the CDC, and I'm like, well, they admitted it. Like,
yeah, they said, they mean, like, hey, we probably shouldn't say anything about this.
Yeah, we should just let them think it does. No, but science evolves. People don't understand that. You know, what science came up with 10 years ago is different today, because they have new tools that come available for them to test stuff. Like, I was in a parenting group, and this one mother was talking about how you can't trust pediatricians, because a few years ago they said not to let your kid have, you know, peanuts and stuff until they were older, because that could cause allergies. And now they're saying to let them have it early on, because that could prevent allergies. Yeah. She's like, you don't know who to trust. And I'm like, no, they just, you know, that's what they thought back then. They're not lying to you. Like, I don't understand why they would all come together and say, look, we need to get all these kids allergic to peanuts.
I think it's probably they originally had a deal with planners, and then They wanted more money, but planners didn't want to pay up. So they're like, you know what? Peanuts are bad for your kids. And they're like, okay, well, we're sorry. We're sorry. And like, all right.
All right. As, yeah. You and that lady should talk because I'm pretty sure she would believe you.
Yeah, it goes deep. I know a guy who knew a guy who knew this girl who worked for planners.
I love some planners. Mm. What's your favorite kind of nut?
I love cashews.
Yeah, cashews are
pretty
good. I guess I like walnuts, but then if I eat too many, then they make my mouth hurt.
I just had this weird flashback. You know, I was dabbling. I did like insurance for a while.
Yeah.
And I was in this class and there was this girl. She was like super weird. Like she was, you know, a woman, but she was like one of those like Disney princesses. Like very PG and very like.
Yeah.
Super energetic. Yeah. I hated her. And I think we had like this guy come in and we asked him questions and stuff. And she raised her hand. And she asked, she's like, what's your favorite kind of nut? And everybody just kind of stopped and looked at her and was like, what? Like, this isn't work related.
Did anybody answer her?
Yeah, I mean, he did. It kind of caught him off guard, which is understandable. Maybe. But, I mean, that was pretty fun, though, because I did feel like I was in school again. This was a while back. And they did that whole thing where they go around, like, the class, and they get you to, like, stand up and introduce yourself and talk about yourself for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I even told my wife, I stood up, and I was like, hey, everyone, I'm Brooks. I've been married for 8 long months. Long. Yeah, 8 nice. Long months. And they were like, what? And I was like, no, I'm kidding. I love my wife. And that's the same one I tried to get them to name our team Brooks and Pals. I think I talked about that before.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you.
They wouldn't let me. They erased it. I had the votes. I campaigned for it, though. I was so like proud of that because I was like, it started out as a joke when we were just naming off like names for our team name. Yeah. And I was like, Brooks and Pals. And they were like, and they, you know, everyone laughed and they wrote it down on the board as one of the options. And then I was like, I told the guy next to me, I was like, look, I think I can actually get this. He was like, dude, you got my vote. And then so I started going down my whole like row, like, hey, do I have your vote? And they're like, yeah, sure, fuck it.
What do I got to do?
Yeah. Because we had so many different options. Everyone was going to vote for theirs. So if I had enough people where I was like, we got enough people, we're going to win this. Our team is going to be Brooks and Bounce. But then it got shot down by our teacher. And I was like, what? Come on, democracy.
Stupid teacher. It was just like school. Teacher turning it down.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a scene in Golden Girls. Dorothy was talking about how she ran for class president. And this was in elementary school. And the guy that ran against her, his campaign slogan was, vote for me and I'll show you my winky.
Yeah.
She said he won by a landslide. did you have a slogan similar?
No, I mean, I probably should have.
Could have became teacher's pet.
There was also this questionnaire they gave us, I guess talking about like your classmates or whatever. Mm-hmm. One of the questions was, if you were on a deserted island with someone, who would be the person you wouldn't take and why? Mm-hmm. And I picked this one guy who like sneezed like really loud, like, you know, one of those loud sneezers where they sound like, ah! I can't remember the dude's name, but I was like, I would not take so-and-so because his loud sneezes would attract predators.
See, you bring up something that I had been thinking about for a while. Is it deserted island or desert island?
Well, I think it's deserted when there's like nobody there. And then if it's a desert like landscape, like cactuses or cacti, I believe it's the plural. Or, yeah,
why would there be cacti in the middle of the ocean? Would it
be a deserted desert island?
I mean, if it's desert, I mean, it's just sand, but that's what beaches are anyways, right?
You make a valid point.
So are all islands desert islands? I mean, look at all this sand.
Yeah, it's nothing but desert.
Uh-huh.
And it's deserted.
Yeah. which is it?
This is the stuff we think about.
Yeah, I really do. You know what made me think about that?
What was that?
Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grandpa Pig and his friend's ship sank, and they swam, and they said it was the desert island. And I was like, is it? Or is it deserted? Because there was nobody on it. It was just one of those, like, you know, in the cartoons, it's just like a hump out of the water with, like, one tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the island.
Mm. Peppa Pig. Do you think if you went all Castaway, would you be able to survive?
Yeah.
I think about this a lot. I think about being lost in the mountains and having to survive.
So, in the mountains, yeah, I think I could. But it depends. Like, is it, what time of year is it?
Oh, it's snowing. It's harsh weather. Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like I would get eaten by the grizzly bear, like on that movie, The Edge. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I actually watched that not too long ago.
Kevin had never seen it. I made him watch it.
Anthony Hopkins and, oh my God, almost said Burt Reynolds. Not Burt Reynolds.
that's Deliverance.
I pictured him as like being like Smokey the Bandit. Like that character out there with Anthony Hopkins.
With his cowboy hat on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
being chased by Smokey the Bear.
This our version of Smokey and the Bandit. The small bandit and was it Snowman?
Yeah.
Lost out there in the woods. Running from Smokey the Bear.
With old Fred the hound dog.
Yep. our variation of Smokey and the Bandit.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, but the edge that is a good movie. I actually watched that not too long ago. But I think if I was lost in the mountains, I mean, I would like to think this, and I think it's a pretty high probability that they would find me. They were like, "Hey, we found Brooks. He's still alive. He's been living out in the mountains, surviving for like the past years. We found him in his log cabin, sitting by the fire."
Oh, nice! He didn't want to come back.
He didn't want to come back. I'd be like, oh, "I'm good." I'm already connected to the internet using twigs and pine cones to make an antenna to get satellite reception.
And you didn't ask for anybody to come get you?
Yeah, I didn't. I just, you know, they just saw me online on Facebook. I posted an update sitting by the fire.
Holy shit. Where is he? Let's try.
Yeah, people commenting on it like, hey, aren't you missing?
And then you're like, oops. Yep.
Yep. Delete post.
Oh, man. That makes me think of, oh, God, that movie that was a true story about the woman that made her daughter lie about being sick so she could get sympathy, and then her daughter's boyfriend killed her.
Uh-huh.
And then they posted it on Facebook, and that's how they found them. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know they did a post on Facebook.
Yeah, so for some reason, the girl, I forget, what was her name? She had like a...
Rose or...
Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose? That's the, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how it took both of us to put that together. Like, I get half of it, you get the other half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why we're a comedy duo. Mm-hmm. Her boyfriend, like, she was... Like, I don't want my dead mom to be just laying there with nobody finding her. What could we do? And so the boyfriend was like, I got this. And then they posted on Facebook, I killed her and raped her daughter. Yeah. It's literally still up on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I found it. And I was like, reading through the comments. It's crazy. Like, I can't believe she could fool that many people. I mean, even doctors. Like, the doctors weren't questioning her. Like, I think your daughter's okay. Mm. You know? There was one that questioned her, and they sent out, you know, DSS. But they never did anything. She was even making her daughter say she was, like, 4 or 5 years younger than what she was. Which she made her think she was.
Yeah. Like she didn't even know how old she was.
Yeah. I think she gets out of prison soon. I feel like that.
What if we're not as old as we think we are?
You hear about people finding their birth certificate and then realizing they're older or younger than they thought they were.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, why would you do this, mom and dad? And it's like, well, we know, save money on that buffet.
I know a lot of old people that don't even know how old they are. Mm-hmm.
I think once you reach a certain age, you start like once I hit 30, I start forgetting like, how old am I?
Yeah. I do that too. I have to think, am I 33? No,
I've checked Facebook. Facebook tells me.
When you get so old, people call you on your birthday. You're like, it's my birthday.
Yeah. Wait, what? What's today?
What today is it? Okay. Back to Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes. The great, our great spoof movie.
So would you rather be lost in the mountains or on an island? Because I feel
probably, I don't know, because the mountains would have like probably a lot more resources. It depends on how big the island is.
Right. But again, like you could make a fishing pole and have endless food at the island. But again, if you find a lake or something in the mountains, same.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Do you remember that book Hatchet?
Oh, Hatchet?
Hatchet.
Yeah. Hatchet? No, I don't know.
It was a book I read when I was younger, and Henry actually read it, and he really loved it. And it was about this boy that was visiting his dad in Canada, and the airplane that he was on was just one of those like two-seaters. It crashed in this lake, and he survived. The pilot died, though. And it's like his tale of surviving by the lake, waiting for somebody to come get him in the wilderness of Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he encounters a porcupine, a bear. He has to swim down into the airplane to get supplies, and like he sees the dead pilot's body. It's a pretty good survival story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's about him having that hatchet and how he used that hatchet to like build everything and, you know, chop down trees to make a fire and kill animals to eat. I would definitely recommend it. I mean, it is, you know, written for a younger audience, but it's still a good book. I actually read it with Henry when he read it. Mm-hmm. He had to read it for this book club he's in where they go and they compete with who can remember the things from the books or something.
Oh God, I'd be awful at that.
They did pretty good. They weren't last. That's what I remember. But yeah, Henry did good. He was like the team leader. Because he had read the most books. But yeah, that's a good, I think about that survival story. Like if a kid can do it, I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, I'd be all right.
Yeah. I think I would want to be on an island just because I like the beach.
Yeah, I think it'd be more livable. Like, well, I mean, the mountains are nice too.
Yeah. And then, though, you run the risk of like hurricanes and monsoons depending on what kind of island you're at. Yeah. I don't think I'd do too good in a hurricane. You know, like you hear about that. There was this guy that tied himself up to a pole or a tree to sort of like prove he could survive in a hurricane.
Didn't he die?
I don't know if he died or not, but somebody commented and was like, it's not the elements that are going to kill you. It's going to be a Volkswagen that drives by and kills you. Okay, so let's take a break.
All right, that sounds good. A word from our commercial.
Yeah.
A word from our commercial.
Now we're back. You know, I had been thinking of like I put myself in these imaginary scenarios all the time. Do you do stuff like that?
Oh yeah. I'm sure a lot of people do. A lot of people are like, you know, what would I do? And then like stuff happens in your imagination. We're like, oh no, why would that happen?
Yeah, it always does. Like these scenarios will never happen in real life. Like I'll be listening to some obscure song that I like. And in my head, I'm thinking somebody's going to say, hey, I bet you don't know that song. And then I'll start singing it and be like, hey, I proved you wrong. I do know this song. And they'll be like, whoa, she's so cultured. Yeah, that happens a lot. Like, I think like an old 80s country song will come on and be like, I know this song. Mm-hmm. Skeptical friend.
Yeah. I think mine's more like man stuff. I don't know if anyone else like imagines this, but I imagine like laying in bed at night and then like someone breaks in the house, but it's not just someone, it's like multiple people.
Oh.
And then I have to like jump up and I turn off all the breakers. It makes the house all dark. And then I have to fight off the intruders.
Right.
And I go all John Wick on them.
Oh, yeah.
Brooks Wick.
I feel like it would have a Y on the end. Brooks Wicky.
Brooks Wicky. Well, I was just thinking, I would just said Brooks Wick. It just sounds like Brunswick.
Yeah.
Like, did you say Brunswick? No, Brooks Wick.
Brunswick fits. So.
Yeah, they call me Brunswick.
I'm so flavorful. Henry thinks exactly like you do. Like, he will just come out. Nobody would be talking about anything. And then he'll say, you know what I would do if this happened? I have a video and I'll have to send it to you. I'm talking to Cooper and Cooper got to do the morning announcement one day at, yeah. So I was recording him and he was talking about doing the morning announcements and we were at a Japanese restaurant. And then all of a sudden Henry said, if somebody came in here trying to rob the place, I would grab that sword from right there and stab them. I'm like, Henry, why are you thinking about that? We're talking about the morning announcements.
Just how our minds work. They just wander and then we just start going off on like this tangent of imagination.
Yeah. Oh, I picked him up from school one day and his pants were just ripped from the top to the bottom. And I'm like, Henry, what happened? And he said, I got it caught on the playground and I just ripped the rest of it down. And I'm like, we get home. And that's when you were living with us. Mm-hmm. And you're like, Henry, what happened to your pants? And he said, I was attacked by wolves. I'm like, that's not the story I got at all.
I did the same thing. You remember when I had to wear that eye patch when they were trying to fix my left eye when I was little?
Oh, yeah.
I told people I was attacked by a bear. And I lost my eye.
And then all of a sudden you got it back.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I got the fake, you know. Uh-huh. I guess a glass eye. Because I had to keep running with it, you know.
Luckily, you switched schools, so.
Well.
You weren't graduating and they were talking about your diversity that you overcame having a fake eye.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing though, like I think all of our doctors when we were little were super dumb.
Yeah.
Because we had like local like country doctors.
we went to the health department. We had the free doctors. Yeah.
So they tried to do the whole eye patch on my right eye to strengthen my left eye because I have astigmatism. But there's nothing that can be done for my left eye, which I didn't find out until a couple years ago about the muscle tissue in the back of my eyes deteriorating.
Yeah, right.
And so there was they gave me an eye patch to strengthen it and I couldn't see shit. I was like, this isn't working. I was like, this is not working.
I don't even know where to go.
Yeah. And then our dentist, I remember, I think he pulled three of my teeth so that they would come in straight and they didn't. It was like completely opposite effect.
Yeah, it didn't work at all.
Yeah, I started looking at my teeth. I'm like, that motherfucker.
My grill is all messed up.
Mm-hmm. I got teeth coming in all crooked and in my gums. I got fangs.
Oh, shit. I guess I was the only one that had braces. Oh, and daddy.
Yeah, you and daddy. The rest of us were just fucked.
Well, they couldn't afford to pay for more than one, and yeah. I was first, so.
And then after that, it was just like, oh, well.
Do you remember what my teeth looked like before I had braces?
Uh-uh.
Oh, and not pretty. One of my front teeth came in, crooked. Like, it was, diagonal and over one of the other teeth, and they all stuck out really far. Yeah. I'll have to find a picture But I mean, I didn't have the top, like they put top braces on me when I was in fifth grade to straighten those teeth out first. And then they put braces on both when I, right before I start high school. And then I didn't get them taken off until after I graduated high school.
Mine didn't come in like too bad. Like I said, it looks like I got fangs.
Yeah.
So I could always like cosplay like Sabretooth or something like that for like, for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you want to get all like buff and ripped.
Or a vampire.
Or a vampire. It could be a vampire. Probably more werewolf looking because I got fangs on like top and bottom.
Oh, yeah. That is more werewolfy.
More werewolfy. The technical term.
Werewolfish?
I don't know. Yeah. There you go. That probably sounds very, looking very werewolfish. Not like I like that guy looking all werewolfy.
That doesn't sound as, you know, frightening. Werewolf.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking all werewolfy. That's not that bad. But werewolfish. Ooh.
Yeah.
So I think about that a lot. I think about just doctors we had when we were younger who I think they were just like quick to throw like the diagnosis on like epicis. Go on now. Get the ball.
Get on out of here.
Get on out of here.
Yeah.
I told you about our dentist when I had my wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh, yeah.
And I hear about all these people, like when, like my wife, like when she was younger, she had like stuff done and, you know, they like put her under and stuff like that. I was like, I can get put under for taking my wisdom teeth out. And she was like, no. I was like, no, I got a shot. And then he went in with, I'm pretty sure it was just a pair of pliers and just started breaking my shit off.
Oh, yeah, they have like this tool that they take and like I've watched it before where they like have to loosen the tooth up from the gum, and so they're like screwing it, and while they do that the tooth is like breaking and you can hear it going.
Yeah, because for like the longest time in the top left hand corner of my mouth where my wisdom tooth was, I kept feeling something there and I kept messing with my tongue like days after, you know, I had my wisdom teeth pulled. And one day it snapped and I was like, oh, and I reached back in there and I pulled out a fucking shard. Like probably like it was super long and I just like slid it out. But after I took it out, like it felt so good that I was out. I was like, oh my God.
I bet. Ugh. Luckily I don't have wisdom teeth. No? I am highly evolved.
Or you're not wise.
Oh.
Yeah. Think about that.
Well, you're not either now.
I used to be.
They say eventually all humans won't have wisdom teeth because we don't use them anymore.
What do we used to use them for?
I guess chewing like the meat that we used to have to eat when we were cavemen. Like those like tough pieces of meat.
You need to really get back there with the wisdom teeth.
Yeah. I'm totally like pulling this out of my ass too. So I don't know if that's what we use for.
No, it sounds super believable.
Oh.
I would think it'd be for cracking nuts.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you pop it in there. You use the wisdom teeth in the very back.
I mean, that's understood, right?
Yeah. That's a given. Science.
Yeah. Hey. If y'all wants to learn some knowledge, well, don't go to school. Yeah. Listen to us.
don't read a book.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, CISPRO show.
Mm-hmm. All day, every day. I'm trying to think of another imaginary scenario I put myself in. I usually think about these things when I'm laying in bed or in the shower. I don't have anything else to do. Yeah.
I like to imagine that I'm on, I have a pet that I can ride on that can fly.
Ooh, like a huge hawk or an eagle?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one to go to. Or having superpowers, that's always a fun one to think of.
I think of if I win the lottery.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah,
that's probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm all into this manifestation visualization. You know what I mean? Visualization. Like voodoo. Yeah, voodoo. Hey, I got some voodoo dolls that I got from New Orleans. So they are authentic. Mm-hmm. Yep. I got one that's for luck when you're playing a game, and I like have it beside me when I play poker.
You like to sit there and I'll play poker and just rub it on my face.
Oh man, I took it with me whenever I went to the casino in Cherokee, and I had it when I was playing three card poker. And like I was talking to everybody because I'm a people person. We were all talking, and it's a bunch of older people anyways. And I was like, oh, I forgot my voodoo doll. So I took it out of my pocketbook and I started, rubbing on its belly. And the lady across from me was like, does that work? I was like, I don't know, I used it. And the next cards I were dealt or whatever was three of a kind. And so I had put money on the bonus. Can't remember what it's called, but I ended up winning like 50 times what I put there.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. So like I want a lot of money. And she's like, hey, can I hold
Yeah. This is my
that?
voodoo.
I
Get your own voodoo doll.
was like, no. My magic. Kevin, so Kevin and I played different games at the casino. We play poker together if we can sit at the table together. But I'll play three card poker and he likes to play blackjack. And I'll sit and play blackjack for a little bit, but he has to tell me what to do because there's so many different rules. Like I thought you just had to add up to 21, but no, there's so many other options. Yeah, like you can split your cards. Like that's an option. You can double down. You can like do the bonus thing too, where like your two cards and the dealer's one card, if they like are three of a kind, or if they are a straight or a flush or a straight flush, then you get like an extra bonus. You can also bet on the dealer to bust and you'll get a bonus. It just depends on what kind of table you're sitting at. There's so many rules to it. Like, I would rather just play poker or three card poker or the slot machines.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the casino?
Nope, I've never been to a casino.
It's fun. Did you know that they are building, they're starting to build a casino in Danville?
I saw something about that on Facebook, I believe you posted it.
I did because I'm super excited about it.
Oh, sorry, I'm actually going off on kind of like an imaginary thing right now where I'm thinking about how I can incorporate voodoo in conversation. Like I can just tell someone like, it's like, hey man, what are you into? It's like, oh, I like playing video games, like a good horror movie. I'm super into voodoo right now. Just to gauge their reactions. Like that's something I like to do is I like to do weird stuff and engage people with reactions.
Oh my God, I do the same thing. I think
Yeah.
it's growing up poor, that was like our entertainment.
It was
What
because
was
even in
fucking with
high school,
people?
and I still do this to my I do this to my wife for once in a while, but I did this in high school. I'd be sitting there talking to someone, and then I'd be like, just looking at him, and then I would look up and away, like towards the ceiling, and then I would get this real confused look on my face, like I just saw something. And I'm like, huh? And they're sitting there still talking, and they keep looking over their shoulder trying to see what I'm looking at, and then finally they'll stop and go, "What are you looking at?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's nothing." I just want to see how you react to that.
Background with
Yeah.
you.
Or just messing with people in general,
Oh yeah,
like off
that's
the
my
top of your
favorite thing to
head.
do.
Yeah.
What I like to do, this is my absolute favorite thing. Kevin will ask me a question about something he doesn't know, and I will make up the most bullshittiest answer, and he'll believe me. Like I have
Yep.
got him to believe so many things,
I'm the same way with my wife. I even did the thing one time. I think it was when I first moved down here and we were dating and we went to go make a key for him for the apartment. And we got out of the car and I saw a storm drain and I happened to have some change in my pocket. I took a little dime out and I threw it at the thing and you hear ting, 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 ting. She looks up. She goes like, no, you just didn't. And I was like, uh-oh. She said, you just dropped my key down there? And I was like, no, it's right here. And she's like, well, what is wrong with you? And then I was cooking burritos one night. And I made a bunch of them, him on the tortillas and stuff. And I set one to the right of the stove and I forgot about it. So I just grabbed another one, threw it in. And she walks in. She's like, why do you have that one sitting to the side right there? And I was like, well, it's a Mexican tradition that you set the first one aside to make them watch the other ones cooked. So it makes them taste better. And she was like, I was like, I never heard of that, really. I was like, no, that's not real. What
Yeah.
the?
Oh, it's so great. Like sometimes I'll just let him keep on believing, but then when he'll say really, I'm like, no.
No, not
Not
really.
really.
My wife has gone to me though. Like she, like it's rare that I get her now because a lot of times she just calls my, like I'll say something and she's like, you fucking with me. I'm like, yeah.
That's why you gotta make it more believable, you know? Mm-hmm. You gotta edit the way you.
Well, that's like I told her that jumbo eggs come from jumbo chickens.
Did she believe that?
She said, really? She's like, no. Well, I told her that when we were little, our neighbor had jumbo chickens and we used to ride them.
Oh, that sounds, even, that sounds fun.
Little, we used to ride around on jumbo chickens.
I mean, we are pretty country, I guess.
She turned around and she got her mom with that after I probably told her, like, no, ain't no jumbo chickens. She told her mom the same thing. She was like, yeah, you know, jumbo, they come from jumbo chickens. She's like, really? She's like, no way. And she's like, yeah, Brooks's neighbors had them and his sister was riding around.
No, you need to tell like a story about, you know, how one time Jesse fell off her jumbo chicken.
Yeah, it gets real in depth. Like, yeah, yeah. Jess, we thought her arm was broken. It was just a sprain, luckily, but.
Daddy was like, hey, sometimes you get hurt, but you got to get right back on that chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, when you fall off the chicken.
We need somebody to animate us riding jumbo chicken.
That'd be our intro.
Yeah.
Riding in on jumbo chicken. Well, I told you how I got my wife one time too with, we went to go Carolina Rebellion.
Yeah.
The concert stuff. And then mm-hmm. we had a hotel. It was me, her, and her friend Tammy. And Tammy had got locked outside of the actual building mm-hmm. When she went out there to smoke. And so my wife went to go let her back in. And when she left, I saw the, you know, the keys for the hotel room on the desk. So I grabbed that and the little holder that it was in, you know, like they give you like a little paper holder for the keys or whatever.
Yeah.
I stuck in my pocket and I come walking out and I see them walking down the hallway. I'm like, hey, is everything all right? And my wife goes, the door. And I act like I didn't hear. I was like, what? And she goes, the door. And she just breaks into like a full sprint coming down the hallway. And the door is like, you know, it closes like slowly next to me.
Yeah.
And she full on like lunges for the door just as it closes.
Oh.
And she goes, oh, she's like, please tell me you got the keys. And I was like, no, I didn't get the keys. She's like, oh God. I was like, I'm just kidding. And she was like, oh good. And I pull out the little paper holder first. I was like, here it is. And she grabs it. She goes, this is not the key.
What have you done?
Well,
oh, we've got to go to the office now.
So, and I was like, oh, I just can't hear the actual keys. And she's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I love doing that kind of stuff too. Does she do it back?
Yeah, she does. Not as often as me, but like it rubs off on her when I do it to her. So she'll try and do it on me. But then, you know, I mean, I do that all the time. So I'm just like, fuck you.
Kevin likes to mess with me too, but it's more in the being a husband type of messing with me, you know? Mm.
What does that mean?
He just gets on my nerves. Yeah. He'll do stuff to make me mad, and then when I get mad, he's like, hey, you're overreacting. I'm like, You were messing with me to get me to get mad, and then when I get mad, it's like, you know, mission accomplished.
Yep,
I'm mad.
Got her.
Yeah. Let's see how, you know, much you like this day now.
That's another thing I tell her, like when stuff goes like awry, mm-hmm. like I'm trying to think of a good example. When she does something, like it could be something simple. Like we'll just have like avocado and toast for breakfast and she'll like burn my toast. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I burnt your toast a little bit. I'm like, oh, it's okay. You probably, I mean, you just ruined the whole day and possibly the whole weekend. And she's just like, what? And I was like, no, I'm just kidding.
You bitch.
Yeah. Fucking bitch. Burn my toast.
Bitch burning toast, bitch.
Burn. Bitch burn toast, bitch.
It probably sound better to say toast burning, bitch, but no, that's not how we roll.
You get the double bitch in there. Yeah. Bitch burning toast, bitch.
Do you remember Jesse and my gang in GTA.
The bikini something bandits. Oh, yeah. Or that, or?
We were the beautiful badass beach bum beating bikini bitches. I think there were some more bees in there too. And to be in it, you had to wear your bathing suit. And I remember we got a whole group of people just wearing bathing suits. You had your Speedo on.
Well, I did something similar like that in, I don't know if you ever played or seen ESO, Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah, I've never played it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, huge MMO. And I made this short, fat orc character who was running around in his underwear and like one of those medieval metal helmets, gauntlets and gloves. I mean, gauntlets are like the gloves and boots, and that was it. So he had like no shirt, and he was a short fat. And I did like this really deep voice for him. I named him General Curse, and he was an ex-general or retired general in the Orc Army. And so I just run around town, and I just talk to people and end up getting them to strip down and do the same thing. And then run around, we end up doing base jumping off the bridge. And then they're like, hey, you want to team up and do some missions outside of here? And I was like, there's more stuff to do out of here. And then I talked him into, we all crouched. It was like 20 or 30 of us crouched down behind a wall. And I told him, I was like, all right, this is a technique from when I was a general. It's called the tickle tackle. What we're going to do is we're going to rush this one person. We're going to tackle him. We're going to tackle him into submission. And I was like, all right, now. And then like, so just a random person walking around the game would just get jumped by like 30 people in their underwear.
Oh, that would be pretty funny to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of how it was with GTA, and we would just attack people in our underwear.
I got busted by the NPC guard who found out that my helmet and my gloves and my boots were stolen, so he took them from me.
Oh!
And it showed my ugly little face, and I was like, "Oh, my helmet!" I was like, "Don't look at me."
Now you make me want to play this game.
It was pretty fun, even when we went to PvP, because I actually started building that character up. We all got the big group from town went into PvP and ran around doing PvP stuff. And they're like, oh man, what should we do? It's like, hey, wasn't there someone here who used to be a general in the Orc Army? And then they're like, oh God, because every time someone would bring that up, they did it on purpose. I would go on and on about when I used to be a general in the Orc Army. So at random, someone would just bring it up and I'd be like, oh, I used to be a general in the Orc Army. And like, oh God, here we go. And I would tell tales of my days past.
It's like on Always Sunny, Frank, he tells his stories, but it's always as if he was Rambo. And then like, Frank, that's Rambo.
that was a fun game though. I think I still have that on Xbox.
You know, I want to play some GTA now. Speaking of fucking with people, do you remember what we used to do with Turbo on GTA?
Yeah, no, we used to make, I got Ryan with it. We got Jesse with it. Jesse, actually, her character died from it.
Yeah.
Where we'd be running from the cops. And she wouldn't run from cops. The first time I did against Ryan. We were in, he was in like this big truck and he was getting chased by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we were all in it. Jesse was playing with us too.
And he was like, I was like, hit the turbo. He's like, where's the burn turbo? I was like, why? And he has wine. He just starts getting out. He's like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then we got Jesse because we told her we're like, had to get like go as fast as you can before you hit the turbo or else it won't work.
Yeah. Yep. This was my idea too. Just want to throw that out there. Mm-hmm. And as soon as Jesse did it, she said, oh, I hate you guys.
Yeah. It popped up that she died.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I got some random people with it too.
Oh yeah, we used to get people on Gears of War to quit the game. I don't know if you ever remember that one. Mm-mm. We tell people like cheat codes. I'm doing once again the air quotes cheat codes. It's like you hit start up A left A. You got to put it in fast. And so what they do is they hit pause and then they hit up and it takes you to the bottom of the list that says quit game. And then it says are you sure? So you hit left to yes and hit A again. And so we tell people to cheat code, like, all right, you got to put it in as fast as you can. And all of a sudden, it pop up that they left game. And then we would just die laughing. They're coming back in the game and like, ha ha, real funny, guys.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Well, I got to go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that concludes our show for today.
Oh. But if anyone else has any good hilarious stories of them being a dick,
we want to know.
We want to know because we think that shit's hilarious.
We do. And we may even steal your idea.
Yeah. If it's like a really good one, like, ooh, I'm going to use that one.
Yeah. I mean, faking people out in video games is always good. We like that kind of stuff. But then, you know, just being a dick in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't discriminate. We love it all.
Yeah. We say being a dick in the most positive sense.
Right. We're not saying go and smacking babies or
kicking puppies.
Yeah. Oh, don't you be kicking no puppies. Smack some babies if you want
to. You smack a baby before you kick a puppy.
Yeah. We're talking about just, you know, pranking people.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Or tricking people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Messing with people in general.
Mm-hmm. Making them believe something that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Let us know. I think I have a quick one where Jesse had her roommate at college believing that Bojangles was pronounced Bojangles, that it was a soft J. So she actually believed it was called Bojangles.
We call it that. But we now call it Jungle Bells because that's what Henry called it when he was little.
Yeah, I remember old Jungle Bells.
Jungle Bells. So that's, we're like, hey, you want some Jungle Bells? And if nobody knows, they're like, what the hell is Jungle Bells?
Is it like a more exotic Taco Bell? Or what?
I have no idea why he called it that, but I'm glad he did. Yeah. And now my 4-year-old, we call stuff what she does. Like, she won't say huge. She says it with a K, huge.
Huge.
You'll say, oh my God, that's so huge. That she calls bees and wasps sting flies.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. So that's what we call them now, sting flies.
Makes sense.
Yep. All right. Well, yeah, y'all. People.
Y'all come on back now, here.
We gotta have something like that. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Is there something else we can say?
Thanks for listening.
I like the y'all come
back. Y'all come back now. You hear?